folks, and welcome back to Wobbly Player Syndrome. Woohoo! Sorry, whoop, got that wrong.
Oh my god.
It is a Warhammer podcast. Warhammer 40k, I should be saying, because we don't play Warhammer. We look at that with such disdain. Blech. Oh, sorry, Michael, you still play that.
I do sometimes.
We've got five of us on tonight, but that's still not enough to cover every stratagem in the damn game. But that's what we're going to talk about today. I should introduce us all. Hi, I'm Greg. Hi. Episode 31. Hi. And we've got our regulars, full crew tonight. We have Anthony.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have Paul, got
safe for work, Mark.
Yo.
Ooh, he's a bit quiet. Radio Mike.
Good evening.
Ooh, it's good. And, of course, the lovely Isabel.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome. How are we all?
Good.
Exhausted.
Yeah, tired.
Only Monday.
I'm excited to be here. Leave me alone.
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
Narcoleptic's Guide to 40K.
Slowly filling up with scotch.
Slowly. Oh, well,
same.
You'll get better. With scotch? No, I've got a very large beverage can thing. So, we're going to talk about stratagems today. And why? Because there's a crap load of them. And do we know what to do, what they all do? We're all shaking our head, yeah. Podcasters.
Well, my research today should tell you that I don't know. No.
Yeah.
So for those listening to the podcast, they're shaking their heads.
I've just realised I don't have got my headphones on, so it could be a reverb there, and I'll just do this. Hello. There you go.
Hello.
Hello. We're very excited about 9th edition and the fact that we get a command point for everyone. Everyone gets command points. Yeah, you get a command point. You get a command point. Now we've got so many stratagems, we don't know what to do with them. So that's why we're here. We're going to talk about that. But in the meantime, Radio Mike's going to tell us what's new.
Well, we've had some stuff that, you know, was due for a while is finally released. The Escher Death Maidens finally came out, along with the House of Blades. And we had the Ogryn Servitors and the Ogryn Slave Gang. We had, Warhammer Quest, Blackstone Fortress Ascension come out, which looks really cool. And we had a bunch of Warhammer stuff, which, as Greg has established, people don't care about. It's Eltharion! Woo! And Teclis from the Old World! Everyone loves Eltharion and Teclis from the Old World.
Oh, can't get enough.
Yeah, totes. I think. And then there was the Blood Bowl Snotling team, which is cool, even though they're awful.
Yes.
They're a great looking team, though. Oh my god.
They feel a bit squishy under your boots, though.
And the fucking Lumineth dice. Like,
oh,
what the hell? They're barrel dice.
But not barrels. They've got points on the end.
Yeah, but not big enough points. They have flat ends still.
No, that's right.
Like, they're just, they're not good dice. Yeah, they need to be pointed or they can land.
They don't land on the edge. Yeah.
They can land on their edge, conceivably. It's like, what are you doing, GW? Like,
if it lands on an edge, doesn't that just mean it's a 7?
They showed them online standing on their ends, so I guess that's the problem.
The demonstration picture had them standing on their ends, and I'm like, they shouldn't stand like that, Games Workshop. What are you doing?
It makes no sense.
That's a cock dice, really, isn't it?
They're even shaped like little cocks, but like this is a new low for bad Games Workshop dice.
They do some really good. I love the Nurgle. The Death Guard ones. I love them. Most people don't.
Because they roll 5 and 6 all the time. Sorry? Is that why? They roll 5 and 6 all the time.
Not enough on the weekend, I'll tell you that. But then you got those Orc ones you can't read. You got some other ones you can't read. You're saying, oh.
Well, like, some of their dice are great.
Yes.
Like, I have every single Necromunda die they've released. And all of the House Gang dice are just fucking dice that have got a symbol for the 6, for the house symbol. And they're not like, oh, well, if you roll a 1, it's a fucking skeleton giving you the finger. And if you roll a 2, it's a dude with 2 yellow flags, you know.
The number 3 just makes you drink. What? Ah! Yeah. Wrong game. We're playing the wrong game.
Sorry. Was I supposed to drink?
Well, both of you did, so there you go. Perfect.
So, yeah, that was cool. I was super excited about all of the Necromunda stuff because I fucking love Necromunda.
Yeah.
I don't think there wasn't much 40K stuff that actually came out.
Yes, there was
some announcements. Which
There was one. Came out the Saturday. Come on.
Let me guess. A Primaris.
What came out on Saturday?
Ripper Jackson. The female Catechin.
Oh, yeah. Did she get... Oh, yeah, they did like a special limited release for...
She's available for the next 2 weeks, and then if you don't get it, then you have to order her online. Yes. I sent my minion in to go get it, because I had 20 trading. So, Adam, can you go get me? Who then got in trouble because he bought two.
So have they fixed the one so that you can order the Carl Weathers guy or whatever?
No. Do not bring that up.
Yeah. Just think about that question and ask yourself what the answer is going to be.
I knew the answer.
It'll be available in October.
I wanted to see
the fortune. In come October.
Yeah, so there was the preview on the Friday night. We won't go too much into it, mainly because I've only watched half hour of it. But I did like how they started with the Necrons first and said, good, so all the Space Marine players are going to want, all that's all they want to see, have to wait.
Watch the whole thing.
Because, yeah, we all give grief about Space Marine players, but we all have a Space Marine force. But none of them are blue.
Not that I know how to play them anymore.
I have two. Blue Space Marine armies.
Okay. None of the good people here have blue ones.
Because Space Wolves are blue, and Crimson Fists are blue.
No.
Technically Alpha Legion.
I haven't started my second Legion force. They're going to be Rainbow Warriors. They'll be blue.
Nice.
Why are Rainbow Warriors blue?
Because that's the colour they are. No, have you seen them? They're from 2nd edition. Oh, no, they're from Rogue Trader.
They were actually Rogue Trader.
That's
they were named after the ship, I thought.
Yeah, they were a joke after the ship, and apparently they took it out when the ship got sank. But if you look through the fluff, technically they're one of the two missing legions.
Because they got sunk. Right.
Well, no, because like in some of the older codexes, they were like, here's all the first founding chapters in their homeworlds, and two of them were scratched out.
Yeah.
But one of them was clearly the world of Prism, which was the homeworld of the Rainbow Warriors.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I see.
So the Rainbow Warriors are technically one of the two lost legions.
The ship got sunk.
Yeah.
It's unlucky.
So they shipped, what they did is they sent all of the Rainbow Warrior mini prototypes to the ship to have them approved by the captain, and then it got sunk.
Yeah.
Well, they did say that the chapter was lost due to a tragedy, so...
Ship got sunk.
That was it.
Iceberg, no doubt. Right. Let's go into our hobby progress, shall we? Who's done some hobbying?
Me.
Oh, we're going with the me. Tell us about your hobbying, eh?
I made a Grandmaster Nemesis Dreadknight, which I used the legs from Kaldor Drago to modify into the Dreadknight. It was actually surprisingly hard work to get.
I can support anything that involves destroying a Kaldor Drago model.
Oh, it was missed mold. it didn't mold very well. So anyway, I used the shield and the sword elsewhere onto just a normal Grey Knight's body and turned that into my Kaldor Drago. And then the legs I chopped off and stuck in the Nemesis Dreadknight. I think it came up a treat. I'm pretty happy with it.
It's pretty damn good. And it's up there now at the moment on the stream.
Yeah, very happy with that. And I'm currently building my first ever Forge World tank. I got my, what is it called? Custodes.
Expensive.
A Legio Custodes Calidus Grav Tank. Very expensive, but it's a really nice model. I'm actually surprised. It looks really small online. It's actually quite large. It's as big as Land Raider easily. So,
yeah, some of the Forge World models are way bigger than they look.
Yeah, so first time I've done any Forge World stuff. I'm really enjoying it. It's a different beast altogether to build. And you have to wash yeah. it. You have to give it a little bath first. I didn't know that. I'm learning.
Yeah, yeah, just like a little rub in a yep. usually warm soapy water.
Yep. Yeah. So
unlike a little toothbrush for it.
A little toothbrush. Yeah.
Yeah.
The paint won't stick to it apparently. So,
No, it won't. It'll look really bad if you paint that.
No, I haven't painted it yet. I'm still building it.
I'm pretty sure I've spray primed over Release Agent before and it was fine, but it's not a good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, so yes, I'm just surprised they don't wash it themselves beforehand. It would be nice.
They sometimes do. Twice. You usually get one that doesn't have Release Agent on it, but yep. some of them do. Nice. Usually it's if you pick up the model and it feels kind of oily,
yeah,
that's one you need to wash.
This one does for sure.
Yeah.
apart from that, I painted a few Escher models trying to finish off that gang, and I've built my Goliaths as well. So we're getting there. But no Indominus yet. I haven't done any of those. So I just can't be bothered.
No,
yeah, that's me.
Thank you for the follow, Dosius. Appreciate it. Dosius, I'm sorry if I mispronounced, but that's me English. Michael, what have you been doing?
I have been painting vast quantities of Necromunda models.
Yes, you have.
Yes, yeah, you have.
I'm not sure what I'd last painted at the last podcast. I've now painted 10 of every basic house gang. And I've nearly done the Enforcers. I've built my Ogryn Slave Servitors, and I started knocking out Dark Uprising as well.
Wow, you have. I love your judges. They're cool.
Yeah, I'm painting the Enforcers in the style of 80s Judge Dredd, so they're a lot greener than most people think they are.
They're very cool.
No, they look cool, and yes,
they do. They do, and I would have thought watching you paint all that Vansar and stuff, I would have actually gotten off my ass and actually painted one of the half a dozen figures sitting inches from me right now, and I just haven't.
I also started building a Knight Errant for 30K, trying to build an Amian Reaver out of several Forge World models.
Yeah.
Basically, the Knights Errant are like the proto Grey Knights / Inquisitors from 30K.
Cool.
So that's very loud, I just realized.
It does look very cool. Well, my hobby progress is I bought Necromunda, the computer game.
Oh,
yeah. I and I'm halfway through the Razor Crest, built out of Lego. Nice. It is a hobby, and I wrote some words tonight for the first time in months, so I'll have another book coming along in 30 years.
Yay! I'm hanging out on the edge of my seat.
I'm waiting for...
It's not the sequel.
Ooh, okay.
I'm waiting for my lion to show up now that he's available for 30K. Uh-huh. He's going to be a pain in the ass to paint.
That's a cool model.
He's a cool model, but he's big, and he has multiple ways to build him, which sucks. Because it means I want two. And he's like $190 or something stupid.
We have a question from one of our viewers. Dari Manu, how expensive is this hobby? Should we all just laugh at the same time?
Very.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's... It is not a cheap hobby. There's the running joke. They don't call it Warhammer 40K because it's the year. It's how much your army will cost you. It's actually cheaper than that. But
I'm into mountain bikes, and my mountain bike's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And I buy good mountain bikes. So, yeah, no.
Saying that, though, they have made starter boxes more accessible than trying to get a full army and spend thousands, not thousands, you're not spending thousands. Well, you take Michael out of the equation, you can. You're not spending thousands.
Depends on your army.
There's ways around it. If you go in and you just buy all Games Workshop branded stuff from start to finish, then you're going to spend a obscene amount of money. If you go and get, you know, off-brand paints and secondhand minis and stuff like that, it becomes reasonable.
Yeah. And
yeah, I mean,
if you're playing 40k, you can start small with. Now they've got the new Crusade rules, so you can start with just a few miniatures and stuff. Or you can look at the other boxes, like Necromunda. You start with 10 figures.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to just get into the hobby in general, there are some decent entry points like Blackstone Fortress, Silver Tower, Necromunda, Blood Bowl.
Kill Team.
All these things are a lot cheaper. Kill Team is a pretty good entry point because it uses units that you can use.
Yeah.
So there are the hobby is more expensive than it has ever been before, but at the same time, it's easier to get into than it's ever been before. So,
and not everyone has to own 24 knights.
No. I don't own 24 knights.
So how many? 27?
No, 31, I think I'm out now.
I think the advantage these days is you can buy what you need as well.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I think when we started, you bought what you could buy.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't much around.
And it's actually. It's a bit of, if you want to buy specific things, it's probably more expensive because it's cheaper to buy the box sets, the starter sets that come with predefined selections of models. And most of those won't steer you too wrong. Like, they usually don't have shitty units that'll just die.
Yeah.
They're usually not terrible. Some of them aren't great, but.
Some are better than others. Let's put it that way.
So you can get into it quite easily. It depends how hard you want to go, how big you want to go. 2,000-point army. We did a slow grow last year, and I don't want to know how much I spent on that. 2,000 points.
I was just thinking about I bought 5 at the start collecting Tempestus box.
Yeah, I bought.
They were 140. But
4 or 5.
No, they were 140 bucks each.
Yeah.
4 or 5
witches, so yeah.
I was shade under $1,000 that year.
it depends on what you're running. Like, I ran, I think it was like 1750 of Deathwing at CanCon, and it had 25 models.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're running a horde army where you need to buy boxes and boxes and boxes of orcs, that'll be more expensive than if you only need to buy, you know, 20 Terminators, a Captain, and a Land Raider.
Yeah.
You know,
Custodians are the cheapest.
Custodes are cheap as chips.
15 figures, and that is it. You're done. You've got 2,000 points.
It just depends what you want to play. And, look, it's always good just go down to your local hobby store and just talk to them, have a few games, see what you like. And, as I said, there's options new, there's options pre-loved. There's always something you can find. Third-party stuff as well. I've got a couple of third parties in my army, and they look brilliant.
Yeah, I picked up a pile of Victoria Miniatures third-party guard stuff. It's actually more expensive than the GW models, though. So it depends on the third party. They're really good stuff. They're fantastic models.
Cool. All my tanks have the wheels from Victoria Miniatures. So they're brilliant.
Yeah. All right, it's back to me. Come on. It's all about me. My hobby progress. All right, so I have been doing Tuesday night's hobby chat and hobby or hobby with Greg. Just sounded a bit strange. I've been jumping around models. You've seen I've been painting, using that metallic paint, which is very cool, on the Drakari vehicles. I still haven't finished them, but they come up really nice. But I've been working paint on...
Real sorry? Cool. That paint does look real
it
cool.
It does. It's really cool. And
does look excellent.
The cameras don't do it justice in person. It just goes, whoa.
Did you bring them to the monthly meet, did you?
No. I don't play Drakari.
but surely you want to show off the sparkly metallic paint.
No, I'll finish it. Because I reckon when they're finished and all the details put in, they're just going to look absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
Apart from that, I've been working on Death Guard Plague Runes. Every Tuesday, playing along. I'm enjoying that. Jump on board. Tuesday nights from 9 p.m. Join me, one of us. And Michael's been online pretty much the same time, painting away his Necrons. Necromundas. You didn't let me finish.
Necron
Mundas.
Yeah. Now that's what we do on Monday, right? It's Necron Monday.
Hey, well, we can start that. MNGs.
I've got to get my copy of fucking Indomitus to show up first.
Still
nothing. Yeah, the made-to-order is taking a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why I haven't actually finished anything. It's all been bits and pieces at the moment. So that's cool. It's been a bit of fun. So that's the hobby progress. Now we get into the really cool stuff. Battle reports, because yesterday was our meet. Yeah. And I think we only had two matches because of life.
Yeah, I was supposed to play a game, but life got in the way, as it does.
Yeah, but Anthony, you got a game in.
I did. I had a game against Adam and his Orcs and Grey Knights for me, 2,000 points. I was a bit worried about it because Adam brought along Gazgul and I'd seen some videos of him in there and I was a bit terrified, actually. He's a bit of a beast. But my tactics were to stall him completely and utterly, so I just kept on throwing five-man squads at him as he came across the field towards me. And slowly whittled him away. Because you can only reduce four wounds a phase off Gazgul. So no matter how much damage you do, it's only four wounds. So I held him up. And once the Dread Knights dropped in, we had a good smash him up. And I had a win. Yeah!
No, tell the truth. Come on.
I had a win.
I had a win. But it was really good fun. It was a great game. I really enjoyed the Orcs. They just hit hard, especially with the Goths. Every six explodes into another hit. I think, I think he had one round where he was supposed to get 10 attacks. He ended up with 15 or something like that. Yeah.
I think Gazgul gives him extra, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's got his little Gretchen or whatever he is running along. Yeah.
Makari.
Running alongside of his banner, giving them feel no pains and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, it was fun. It was really good fun. But it ended up with the final few Orcs sitting on top of the hill at the side of the board, and I had 3 points left. I was so tempted to drop a blast in on them, the orbital bombardment to finish it off, but we called it quits at turn four. It was really good. It was 69 to 55 points. It was a high-scoring game. Really good.
Yeah, all these games are high-scoring. I also had my game. We got Chris in our group playing Eldari, or Craftworld, I should say, because I don't want to say Eldari. And Anthony said, "You've got to play him. You've got to beat him. I'm sick of losing against him." So I thought, "Oh, fine, I'll play against him." Brought my Death Guard, and I got beaten. Son of a bitch.
I've lost the team five times now.
The firepower. It's just, I'm going, I didn't choose the right secondaries. I did stuff myself up with that. I could have got a lot more points if I chose better, but... The firepower. I lost my Terminators in the first turn. They didn't.
Wow.
It was gone. They were gone in the first turn.
I had similar experience with going against Eldar.
It was painful. So that score ended up being 58 to 38. So, yes, I got beaten. But I think I know how to beat him. Flip the table. If I get tables, there's nothing on the table for me to lose, so flip it.
It's a draw.
That's it.
Just lean on one of his large vehicles. Yes, it'll put him off for life.
But because of that, look, there has been some movement in the top five of the ladder. I am still on top, but only just. Chris is right on my heels. Robert is in third spot. Parker is in fourth. Anthony is in fifth. So there you go, folks. It amazes what happens when you get a win.
Yep. And the bonus points for turning up on the day.
Bonus points helps as well. It's the only reason I'm still in front. because I got two draws as well. That's what's putting me over.
Yeah.
So very
cool. As the winner of the slow grow, I can only say bonus points.
You got all the painting hobby points too, didn't you?
I got all the points.
Yeah. He was engaged.
You were pretty close to winning the top and the bottom of the ladder, weren't you?
I think I had the worst win loss ratio, and I also won.
Yes. That slow grow was not one we would endorse.
And that
I endorsed it. I thought it was cool.
I enjoyed this logo. It was great. Not a ball. Yeah. Except for my wallet. It was the only thing that suffered.
The logo fulfilled its purpose. I now have 2,000 points worth of painted gene stealers.
Yep.
2,000 points of Jakari. Unpainted.
A couple of Jakari plain things that are painted now.
Yeah, they've got paint on them. It's true.
Plain things.
Yeah. That's what I call them.
You've got to wave your hand while you're doing it.
Plain things.
See? You got it. Yeah.
And with the sparkly on them.
Yes.
So plain things.
Yes. Perfect. Podcast that is perfect love. Jakari language.
Because they always speak with spirit fingers.
You need to go through and get like a bunch of Jakari warriors and incubi and give them like the shiny metallic helmets.
Well, I'm tempted now just to use the airbrush and use the metallic paint on all of them.
Just paint all their armor in like the shiny metallics. That'd look cool.
Well, if one unit in the green, one unit in the gold, one unit in the blue, it would actually make it easier to figure out who's who. So be warned, watch this space.
Put a number on all of their bases.
No, that makes too much sense. You're talking crazy.
You can show up and use your army as a disco ball.
That's it. I tend to blind my opponents. It's the only way the witches win. All right, folks. We've done our regular stuff. We're going to move into our topic of the day. But first off, we will have our quick 30-second advert for our sponsors. We should say our partners more than our sponsors. And that gives us a chance to pour another drink, apparently. What do you mean, apparently? We're all doing it.
Into it.
Yeah. So we'll be right back, folks. One moment. Enjoy the advert.
We are Rollers, and we have the games for you. Be it board games, card games, dice games, or party games. You name it, and we have it. Find us online at rollersboardgames.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at rollersboardgames.
From acoustic to distortion, storyboard concept is music that's honest, relaxing, and full ball rockin' music. Follow Colin at storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com.
Game, all right.
It is a game, all right.
The AI is not good. It's really designed as a multiplayer game. Like, the computer AI is not good.
Okay, so if you just joined back from the advert, we want to say thank you to Rollers Board Games. He provides us with lots of board games, and I play lots of board games, and it's lots of fun playing board games. Is that enough of a plug?
I think so. Beautiful.
And thank you to the music that you do hear on our productions, whether it be our battle reports, our Wobbly Player Syndrome, of course, or any other thing you see that's done by RLG. It is done by Storyboard Concept, and I do know he's working on some new materials. Keep an eye on that. You can follow him at bandcamp.storyboardconcept.com. I hope I got that right. Otherwise, he's going to hunt me down. But, yeah, we want to say thank you for the music for that as well. We did miss out on one other battle report, which Anthony was going, what about us? It's true, because Anthony and I did play. It was the Death Guard versus Grey Knights. Take it away.
Rematch. Many rematch. It was the chance for Greg to win. Oh my God. It was
I have never beaten Anthony's Grey Knights. Never.
Yeah,
really?
Never. No, everyone else has. But no, it was a fun game. It was carnage galore. I think there wasn't much left on the table at the end of it. Greg Forty got a win.
I did. I was celebrating.
And then I asked a question. Was it the Demon Prince passed as a monster? And he was. And that got me 3 points to draw. And there were much tears and laughter.
I thought you were going to say that you got the painted army points and won.
No, we didn't. Well, actually, technically.
Get off.
Technically, I got 10 points.
Yeah, we didn't the truth comes out.
Yeah, that's right. Much I didn't actually wailing think of
and
that.
Mashing of teeth.
So, didn't you say the other day you actually ended up cheating that game?
So were you, though. That was
no, I didn't admit it.
It's cheating too.
You admitted it.
The whole game.
And I found that you were cheating, so I think that's fair.
I was not cheating. I was misinformed.
So was I. Very much so.
Right. It was fake rules.
No, yeah. I was using those Blight Haulers, and I read their rule wrong. I thought it was a 1-inch a bubble for everything in within 7 inches, but it's just infantry, and that was my bad.
Well, initially it was something else. It was like minus one to hit. Like that was, you got that bit wrong. But it was minus one to hit in close combat.
Yeah, minus one to hit in close combat. It's a plus one armor save shooting. Yeah. Which I got so that right on yesterday against Chris. Yeah. And looking back, I should probably cheated then too.
That's cool.
Okay. Sorry, I should have been misinformed yesterday too, not cheated. We don't promote cheating.
We shall invoke the ancient liturgy of he who smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah. He who denied it, supplied it.
Yeah, it was a good game. I really enjoyed that. Yes. But we'll do a rematch when we know the rules again.
Well, it comes down to trying to work out stratagems. Segway.
Yeah, that's right.
that's almost some kind of segue.
How did that happen? So, yes, this month we thought we'd take a look at the stratagems because I know I have a lot of trouble trying to remember every stratagem that my force have. And when I'm talking Death Guard, before the War of the Spider, there was only 14 of them, but I still had trouble remembering them, and most of them didn't do anything for me. Like, if you've got three predators, who's got three predators in a Death Guard army?
Michael does.
Who else has three predators in a Death Guard army? Yeah, and so we thought, well, we've got all these command points coming at us. Yeah, 12 now, and it's getting refreshed and stuff like that. I feel, and the games are meant to be quicker. I'm finding the games being slower.
Because you're spending all your time reading stratagem cards.
Correct.
I mean, it's the start of an edition. They're going to be slower because we're all trying to adjust to the new rules.
Yes.
And the biggest problem you get is that the rules are so similar but slightly different.
Yeah.
So you make a lot of those, oh, I misunderstood that. I was doing the wrong thing.
Yes. Yeah. That sounds about right. Someone else talk for a moment. Go on. You do it.
So the problem that I have with the stratagems to get my back up is, yeah, there's 50,000 of them, and they only work in the third turn if your unit is the fourth to shoot of the sixth phase of the moon, and you have spent X amount of dollars with GW for this card to work, and you always wind up playing that one player that goes, ha-ha, I play this thing, and... fuck you, I win.
I've built my army
over the print.
I've built my army around this one edge case where I get to use this bullshit stratagem.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know,
yeah.
Like the one where it goes around and around and around and around until your Titan is dead or whatever. You know, yeah. Like all sorts of stupid shit.
Just a random fact, if you don't take the generic ones that come with the battle missions and stuff like that, there's 1,023 stratagems.
and I've been playing Tyranids, and I found out tonight that there's 45 stratagems. I've used maybe four.
Yeah.
A lot of those would be like, this is for High Fleet Kraken. This is for High Fleet Leviathan.
Exactly, I know.
This is for Tyranids painted yellow.
That's the reason.
And it only works at the end of your fight phase if you've remembered to declare it because it's such an edge case and things like that. And just remembering those specific circumstances for like 45 specific circumstances.
Yeah.
Just like when you're trying to jockey for position on a board or anything like that, you can't remember that.
Yeah, there's so many stratagems that work in a specific situation. It's like if you don't build your army for that, it's not going to happen. And if it does happen, you're not going to remember that there's a stratagem for that when it happens.
Yeah.
Like the most success I had with stratagems was at the fucking tag team tourney where I literally designed the army around the stratagems. Mm. And I contacted Nathan and told him how to design his army around my stratagems.
Well, that's it, though. It comes down to, are you building your army around a stratagem, or are you just waiting for something to pop and go, oh, I think I have a stratagem for that, 2 hours later?
Yeah.
if you're like me, you're playing in many different armies, and you go, I've got a stratagem for that, I'm sure of it, and you're going through the book. Oh, no.
Yeah, because I've got the card. I'm sitting there,
Chrono one.
Through going, where is it? Where is it?
And it's the reason I'm actually just focusing on only one army at the moment is I want to learn the rules to play that game, that army better, and not be constantly juggling the stratagems and trying to work out what I'm doing all the time.
Yeah, and I'm doing the same. Oh, for the uninitiated, Isabel, stratagems, you get command points and you get certain tactical cards you can spend these command points on to change an event in the game. Add armor save or make sure this person's leg is coming off. It's random
you
stuff like that.
Shoot again, or you re-roll.
Oh, I hate that one.
Or stab the fleeing baddies.
Yeah.
Spend several command points to make this missile system ignore line of sight so that it can target characters and they don't get an invulnerable save. You know, something that Greg loves.
Yeah. No, I kind of vaguely get it.
I'd forgotten that.
Do you know what it's sounding
bastard.
To me as an outsider? And I've got to say, as an outsider, the closest analogy I can get here, and Greg will be fully on board with why I'm only picking this up, is the way that coaches in football construct their game plans around the rules. So what they've offered us as players is, 1,007 different strategies or whatever? 1,023 different stratagems, not all entirely applicable to our army, but the ones that we do have up to, 80-odd stratagems that you can apply to any particular army.
Yeah.
You can construct a game plan around certain selected stratagems, and I think that's what it's designed for. I don't think it's designed to bring your book of stratagems and slap it down on the table like I would fucking do if I was playing, and then play the game, and then when something comes up, it's like, ooh, I think I've got one. Yeah. Hold on. Hang on. 25 minutes later. Aha!
Yeah.
Wait, where'd everybody go?
The problem, my problem with it is I think it's way more interesting in the latter. Like, the ability to do something cool in a specific situation is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But commanders...
Building armies with one trick in mind that your whole army is built around... That's not the type of game I like to play.
Yeah, but good commanders can do both. They build their army around a trick. They apply the trick. When shit's not working, they pull a rabbit out of the hat. And that honestly, it sounds to me, what we're discussing here, and I can't speak from experience, but having read a lot of military history books, it sounds like the shit that military historians would get talking about in classrooms training future commanders.
Yeah.
This type of thing, which strikes me as being, fuck, they've nailed it.
Mm. I like the strategy. I think they have a plan. You're building your army with a tactical idea of what you want to do. There are three in my Death Guard I always use. Yeah, cloud of flies, sure, why not? I know that I've got to play those to get a certain thing. And then I like those other ones. Oh, hang on. I think I can counteract that one, stuff like that. I think it comes down to there's 1,023 of them. Does there need to be 1,023 of them? That I think it's my point because, surprisingly enough, the Blood Angels have 51 tactical stratagem cards.
And I probably use 5 of those in a game, I reckon.
And I don't reckon you're alone either. I don't think you're going to have many people who be using all 51.
But I get more points, I might use some more. I think after I built my Blood Angels armor, I only have about 4 points. So,
how many command points do you actually get during a game? You accumulate during...
If you get one detachment and a 2,000 point, you get 12.
And you get
total
one
per game.
Total
and you get
game,
one you point get one, back.
Yeah, sorry.
You get 1 point per turn as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually think the change they've made in 9th will help because my biggest problem... previously was you could kind of do one or the other. You could have your game plan set and knew what you were spending everything on, or you could react using stratagems because you didn't really, unless you were a weirdo, you didn't have the command points to do both. You were kind of stuck doing one or the other.
Yeah.
Or you could do both badly. Whereas with getting one a turn, it encourages you to be more reactive. It encourages you to do little things more often rather than I'm going to spend 8 command points on one move and that's going to take out a third of your army,
To be honest, if I was going to be playing the only way I probably would be able to play, because I'm practically useless, I would actually build like a spreadsheet and just plug in scenarios where I could actually select a scenario and it'd pop up a relevant stratagem, and I can then pull out that out of a deck that's numbered. It's the only way I'd be able to play,
and
because
I'd say there's tournament
planning
players
is not my thing.
Tournament players would be like that, absolutely. Players who go down, I'm going to and analyze the game to the nth degree, will be, I know what stratagems, I do my homework, I will read every single one, memorize things and whatever. Yeah, I think there's a space for that. That's now, not my space.
Yeah, now, I mean, it's not mine either. If I have to analyze shit, yeah, I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. Now I've played the Grey Knights 3 games in a row, I've actually can react because I've learned those stratagems to react with. I mean, I've always got a set game plan of what I want to do. You pick your force and you go, that one will work there. But it's those react ones are the hard ones to find. You know, they're the ones that, God, I'm sure I have that. And now I know that they're there, or that they are in two books currently because they've got the supplement now for Grey Knights as well.
I mean, what I found was I found I'd buy the tactical cards and I'd usually take out my most used stratagems and have them ready there, ready to go. But, I mean, when I'm pulling half a dozen stratagems out and there's 45 there, there's potentially 39 that I haven't read and don't realise I may or may not need.
Yeah. It'd be really nice if they had a picture on them of what they're actually representing, not just the words.
Wouldn't it be nice? Or categorisation, so they had certain different types of stratagems
keywords
that applied
right
to certain situations.
Yeah. Get to the point now. I'm going
and
to
all up in the book
so I can
as well.
Write on them. Yeah. And you've got 48. Sorry, you've got 58 stratagems, young ultramarine. There, just to let you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little frustrating as a non-tournament player who doesn't sit down and memorize literally every stratagem in the game. You get blindsided by your opponent doing dumb bullshit, and you're just like, "I'm sorry, you can do fucking what?"
I believe I was doing that yesterday against the Craft World.
You get a lot of those, and it really drags the game down because you go like, "I'm sorry, you can fucking do what? Give me that card." And then you sit and you read the card, and then they're like, "Oh, and I'm synergizing it with this," and then you're like, "You're doing what?"
And perhaps was this is where they. Sorry, Mark, what was that?
And the next thing you know, your Titan's gone.
Yeah.
Indeed.
All 30.
Sorry, what I was going to say was perhaps they have nailed it in terms of providing tactical players who do shit tons of research and are those players who are like a hobby military commander. And the scenario I was talking about previously was about professional officers training, future professional officers.
Yeah.
We're playing a hobby. None of us are those people.
Yeah.
None of us have that time.
My problem with it. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so the other problem is a lot of these stratagems are simply rules that were covered either under the general rules or were actual unit rules in previous editions. So in a lot of cases, I would say that half of those stratagems could be literally lifted out of the stratagem deck and just go on the unit thing, spend 2 CP to do blah.
Yeah, under tactical squad.
And that way, as an opposing commander, I can look at an army list and have a rough idea of what each thing is going to do.
Fucking Age of Sigmar command abilities. You know, your fucking lords have these abilities that they can use.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, it's the same thing. But, just fucking... My problem with it, yes, it lets people design these overwrought battle plans, but the problem is that there is an optimal battle plan for each list, and so it reduces diversity of list-taking, because people go, I'm playing this army, the best thing to do is this, I will use those stratagems and only those stratagems, and every army is the same.
Well, yeah,
build around
every set of rules has that.
It just feels like it makes that worse.
I think it
was designed to prevent that, to give you more tactical options, and it's just been rolled back into it.
Yeah, you're going to take these ones because these are the ones win. I don't care about the other ones. And that's across the board. Because,
yeah.
Yeah. And then some of the stratagems don't work anymore because of the new rules. Mm. No?
Yeah,
your vehicle no longer properly. Suffers movement. And I'm going, well, it doesn't anymore.
Well, that's they're the old codexes.
Well, that's it. With the new codex. Yeah. I mean, there's a preview of the two of them there. We don't know. They didn't talk about any of the stratagems. My assumption is once the rule books, the new books are out, our old stratagems are dead and buried.
Yeah, very much so.
In every edition, a new codex supplants the old one and the old one no longer works. That tends to be how it works.
Hmm.
I like the unknown of the stratagems, especially, you know, if someone's playing well and you're just, I'm going to do this. And it's like, well, no, you're not. It's like, damn it.
I love stratagems. I think it's great. If they're going to get rid of if they're going to get rid of the tactical objective cards, because apparently no one plays Maelstrom.
I love Maelstrom.
I don't understand that. It's like Maelstrom's all we ever great. Play.
Yeah.
To have that bit more randomness, not randomness, but a bit more that tactical part to the game where it's not just, I walk here, I shoot. You walk here, you shoot. Yeah.
That's why people don't like it, because it introduces flexibility and you have to change your battle plan. And the tawny players don't like that.
They just want to alpha strike the other team and win.
There's no reason why we still can't use the Maelstrom cards, though, and play Maelstrom games. you just put the objectives on the table and use the cards we've got already. It'll still work.
They get rid of that, but they still have the open war cards.
Yeah.
Get some randomness. You know, I don't want games that are just the same every game.
No.
Yeah.
I expect there'll be a Maelstrom book come out by itself.
Well, they keep introducing more and more kind of modes of play, which is great. I love there being more options, because that way the tournament players can play their missions that they like, and we can play the more weird, crazy missions that we like. And then everybody wins.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's nothing stopping us from just inventing our own, to be honest, realistically. I mean, all of these rules are technically guidelines.
I invented my own rules when I played against Anthony. Didn't you hear that conversation?
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
He did the same.
My unit has 1,000 wounds.
Yeah.
That's all. It's worth 8 points.
In my Space Marine chapter, all Space Marine scouts have flamers.
Bye.
I literally had someone do that to me once.
Heavy flamers.
I was like, what?
But you're so big. What's the movie?
And all my orbital bombardments ignore cover.
Yeah.
Easy, you reckon your brain. What was the movie, that one? Come on.
I missed the quote, sorry.
Oh, you said it's so heavy. I said, but you're so big.
I'm missing it.
Anyone in the chat? Can we pick it? But you're so big.
But you're so big.
Oh, no. Come on, chat. I'll give you a couple more minutes.
All right. I'm missing it. It's too abstract for me.
But it's so big. But you're so big. No. Fine. Get narrowed down. Some Marvel.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Get it.
Is it an X-Men movie?
Nope.
Shit. I've seen all the Marvel movies like six times.
Was Anto right with Deadpool?
Nope.
No. It definitely wasn't Deadpool. I've seen both of those twice.
I don't know. Thor talking to the Hulk?
Plexi Waffle, I agree. My Mythic Blight Hauler provides cover to all my units on the table as well. It's not how the rules read. But yeah, I did that too. Yes.
Yes. I've missed of the unseen, where you're not allowed to see any of my units, even if they're in hand-to-hand combat.
Well, I'm facing Elder. I think it should be a rule that everyone on my table gets it. Yes.
I use my Chaos Confetti card. I tear it up, and any unit touched by the pieces gets removed from the game.
Vortex Confetti.
That was an actual Magic the Gathering card. You tore it up and you sprinkled it on the table, and any cards it touched got removed from the game.
Whoa. Did they ban that one eventually?
It was from Unglued. It was the wacky set that wasn't supposed to be serious.
Fair enough.
It had a lot of cards that you destroyed as part of their mechanics.
Munchkin has
Do you know what it should have been? It should have been the confetti was made of the card.
No, it literally was. You tell
you had to tear the card up.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah. I was just trying to make sure. Good.
Yeah, the 40K Munchkin has a card that with that as well.
Yeah, all the 40K Munchkin bookmarks say, like, destroy this.
Yeah, that's
this
the one.
Bookmark.
The bookmarks rip it up.
Unless it's been signed by all the creators, then you don't have to destroy it or something.
See? There you go. We know stuff. That's a good stratagem.
Yeah.
But, I agree with you again, Plexi Waffle. If you can see Mortarion, you cannot shoot him. I agree.
Well, as it turns out, I've actually modelled all of my Space Marines with blindfolds on, so they can shoot him all they want.
I've got my whole army of thunder cannons. We don't need line of sight.
We don't need line of sight where we're going.
Oh dear. I agree. Hopefully Morty gets some love in the Codex. I'm very excited to see what love the Death Guard gets. They were the first book to come out in 8th. It's great. We went from 14 stratagems to now, what did I say it was?
Too many.
1,023.
37. So we've gone from 14 to 37.
37.
And do you think I remember them all? No.
Pick the movie. I got that
one. You haven't got mine.
I know, but it's so big. It's so abstract. I've literally Googled it, and it's picking up a movie I've seen 12 times, and it's not from that.
What was it?
I don't think it's Ruthless People. It's not, oh, not, no, it's not the movie you're thinking of.
Would you like me to put you out of your misery?
Yeah, come on, please.
Blade.
Oh. Do you know why I didn't get it? I've only seen that movie like twice, and it was when it was released.
He's got that torchlight.
I think I saw it twice at the movies.
Torch, and he goes, it's a little heavy. And whatever his name, Wheel or whatever, he goes, but you're so big.
Never seen it.
I've seen it, but many, many, many moons ago.
Yeah. Wow, I don't remember it.
Well, dear,
God, I'm embarrassed now.
I mean, that's pre-tax evasion.
I really like that movie too. Blade 2, amazing.
I really enjoyed it, and the music was great too.
Yeah, to answer Plexi Waffle, I much prefer playing fun games. I take so many fucking units that people tell me are shit because I like the unit, goddammit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we've got in our group, we do have players who I'm just going to play, see what happens. I'm doing that with my Death Gun at the moment because I'm experimenting with them and stuff, especially now I've got so many stratagems. And then we've got players who. I think Chris does his homework.
Oh, yeah.
So these combos of stratagems, and that's it, the combos of stratagems. You go, I'm going to play this and this and go, dang. Mm. It's gone, and now it's no longer the time where you can go, you're out of command points. Ha-ha! Shit, you got more back.
Yeah, I mean... That tends to be the really shitty things that I notice happen with stratagems. When stratagems from different books interact in unexpected ways and make bullshit combinations, that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, and I don't think...
And that's why the combat for the soup in ninth is so important.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because you can't just randomly throw it together.
Because you need those cans of soup to throw at people.
Well, that
totally, and always the extra tall ones with the 20% more label.
Yeah.
Because they deal 20% really hurt.
Yeah, but
like if Crocodile Dundee had thrown one of those ones, that dude was dying. It was dumb.
Isn't that a stratagem?
Straight to jail for Crocodile Dundee.
Go on, Mark. I'm trying to listen.
But because you've got that massive CP penalty now that you take a detachment from another book so that you can get their stratagems, it really sort of cuts down on a lot of that. Oh, yeah, I included a unit of guardsmen so that I can regenerate my CP every turn or whatever.
But I can do that. I play guardsmen.
Or just like just the dumb shit like the White Scars captain who can kill a Titan in one turn. Like, you know.
Well, if it's my captain and it's your time, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sure there's a combination of things, but that just seems ludicrous.
Yeah, if you take the right combinations of stratagems and warlord traits and relics, you can make a White Scars captain that can kill an Imperator Titan over 100 wounds in one turn.
Yeah, and
because it just keeps looping around because it's keep doing this until the unit is removed.
Well, you don't even have, he doesn't even loop around. He just has so many attacks and does so much bonus damage against this particular type of enemy. Mm. And you can activate him up to 3 times if the right situation happens.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I was impressed that Mephiston took down an Elder Knight in one turn, but that's impressive. That was a lot of stratagems to get that to work too.
Is an Elder Knight the same as a Titan?
No, they're knights.
It's like the not really.
The Dreadnought of the Elder.
What Michael has 32 of. Mephiston
should be able to, like, I remember Second Ed, which, by the way, like, for those who haven't seen me on the pod before, heard me on the pod before, Second Ed's my shit. That's the last time I actually played. your characters were these freaking monoliths you could just shove in front of a Dreadnought and beat the shit out of it. Yeah. And the Dreadnought would actually be in strife, which was fine, and I was also fine with it because they were ultimate heroes. You paid for them. But they were ultimate heroes. Yeah, that was why it was a really hero-centric edition.
Yeah, and
it's very different when it's a Titan that should just be like...
Titan's a different story.
Yeah, but you're talking Warlord-Titan, like
big. Yeah, yeah, no, I know. Titans are different. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand. But if it's the same as a Dreadnought, then it's a fucking Dreadnought. No, he should be able to go toe-to-toe with that.
I prefer more a troop-heavy force than have one superhero.
Yeah, but you've always been an orc player. Come on.
I've really enjoyed the shift away. I enjoyed Hero Hammer, but I've enjoyed the more troop-focused editions because they're less swingy.
Yeah.
They are kind of coming back around.
So they're trying to hybrid. Are they trying to hybrid it right now, or are they going straight back?
I think the problem is it's still designed for you to play with lots of units. But if you overdose on stratagems, you can make a monster. Like my captain at the tag team tourney was just a fucking dickhead. You know, he was a beast.
Yeah.
So
I remember.
a blood angel smash captain sort of benefits from all those sort of things. And
but yeah, he's still some vulnerability though. He's still only just a normal 3+ power armor.
Do you have to stab him in his heel? Come on.
You look at these things. I mean, Bobby G, Mortarion, Magnus, those guys. I mean, I sat down with Big Dave and we did. He put 1,500 points on the table, and I put down Bobby G, and I had no cover. It was literally just a flat table. I walked across and just smashed everything off the table.
I think the difference with Bobby G. Just want to put that Bobby G and Mort. Bobby G sits in a bubble with all the
Bobby way around. Bobby G should sit in a bubble. He's a freaking Primarch.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, not all the characters are that tough. Like, I nearly fisted Magnus in, like, one turn, wasn't it? When I rolled up on him with the Imperial Knight and just went...
Yeah. Imperial Knight should have that impact, though. So, go back to the strategies, because that's what we should... That's why we're here, right?
We did leverage off this because what we're talking about is how you can actually leverage the stratagems to turn the game back into Hero Hammer, which I think is a really valid point, but agreed. Let's go back. But I don't think we went too far off.
No, track. I don't think we did either because we want to.
We can still see the tracks. They're over there.
Yes. Three of us are dead and in half on them, but, you know, we're fine now. There's only two of us left. Let's keep going.
I don't know where to go from that.
I'm one of the ones on the tracks. I'm talking to you from the ghost world.
I think I died.
I think I'm on the other side of the track. Where'd everybody go?
But honestly, I think there could be less of them. I think a bunch of them could just be rolled into the unit stats, and that would make it much easier to find the remaining ones that give your army that sort of uniqueness, because I know that's what GW have been doing, because they've sort of brought back Blood Angels and Space Wolves and a bunch of the others through the stratagems. So you can't really get rid of them completely without creating, like, chapter rules and stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to see a reduction of them. I don't think we need to have 51, you know, 30-odd stratagems.
Because honestly, if you have three predators, you should be able to see the stratagem in the unit list there. Yeah. I don't care about it when I don't have that, though. You know?
The fucking, all the, if you have three, like the kill shot, that's what you're talking about with the three predators, That was an ability that squadrons of predators used to have.
Yep. Yeah.
If you have three predators, your squadron can do this. If you have three vindicators, your squadron can do this.
Yeah.
If you have three thunderfire cannons, you can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's a stratagem you have to spend points on. Yeah. It's like fucking Overwatch is now a stratagem you have to spend points on.
I like that rule.
Unless you're Tau.
I like that rule.
Unless you're Tau. Unless you're Tau.
And then we just kick them in the shins. But I like that Overwatch because then it becomes more strategic. Do I Overwatch or do I let them come at me and take it? And because if I've got a unit, because I use the Plague Sprayer guy, I can't think of his name. I usually call him Dennis. So Dennis on my Death Guard, you charge me. Well, I'll attack first every time now. It doesn't matter who charged because it doesn't matter if you charge me. That's his ability. So I'm not going to Overwatch. I'm going to sod you. I'm going to hit you with my fist instead. So I kind of like it, and I think for Horde armies, it's good for them too.
Yeah, it means that my Gene Stealers can actually maybe do something in a game rather than just get shot completely off the table. Yeah.
It does force you to get more charges off at once.
Yeah.
If you're just doing one charge a turn, you'll get OP. You'll get overwatch.
You still need to be smart about it. Which one am I going to charge? This one first, this one first, this one. So who are they going to... declare the Overwatch on.
Well, you got to declare them all first so they can decide. But yeah, I think, I mean, because I got five charges off in one turn on the weekend and there was a bit of a, hey, which one am I going to do? And in the end, it was Gaz rinsed and repeated and destroyed. But yeah, it was, I like, and it speeds up the game. Overwatch is just killing me. It's every turn, because I like to charge. It's like,
I just never found that like hitting on a six was that bad. Like
when you
I almost
charge a Punisher who shoots 20 shots.
That's
you're going to hit one unit hitting throwing dice down at you like that. You're going to hurt them. If you only charge them with a 5-man unit,
well then don't charge it with a 5-man unit or charge it with something with high toughness.
I'm happy to shoot it with 40 shots instead of 20. I much prefer that. One of the other strategies I really like is that one. Yeah, I'm going to fall back. I'm going to spend a command point and sold you up.
Yeah. I really like that one. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to punch you as you run away.
Used to be a rule?
You used to have to like make an initiative check to and fall back at one point.
You'd and leave if you your spleen behind.
You didn't fall back.
Yeah.
Seem to recall in second ed there was a route rule. If there was a route, it was open season.
That's what it was. Yeah. You fell back, but then I could advance into you. And if I rolled more dice,
so you had to make the choice whether you were going to get annihilated or whether they would catch you and annihilate you.
Yeah. Or when you used to have to, you have to roll off initiative to see if you got away. Yeah. Like, there's been a lot of different later rules for that over the time.
In second ed, it was just like, if you're running,
brutal.
Anyone that can touch you, you're fucked. And then because you had a no saving roll,
because
you were back turned, and it was just open hit, and it was just like, if you hit, you'd probably wound, and then it was an armor save.
Yeah.
And or you threw some bugger with a jump.
For anyone who listened to our podcast at work, you're welcome.
Is that where we go?
Yeah. Ready?
I'm in trouble. I really liked what I'm having a few beverages of, but I just saw how strong they are. So somebody better check on me in the morning.
Yeah, mine's pretty strong.
Maybe we should wrap this up. Because I'm feeling a little bit the same. My whiskey's a little bit low now.
I think...
Yeah, mine had a fair bit in it when I started, and it's getting pretty low.
For me, I love the stratagem cards. I think they're great. I think there's too many of them, and I think they just make it nice and clean at the top what phase they're used for as a keyword. This is one in the fight phase, this is the movement phase, shooting phase, nice and easy. So the most time I take looking through them is trying to figure out, oh, no, that's shooting. Oh, that's fight. Oh, yeah. I think,
so they're not labeled at all.
No, the only thing that's...
They have the name and the CP on them, basically.
Yeah, the only thing that's in bold on the cards is what unit it can be used for.
Yeah, so I'll usually go through and take out the ones that aren't in my army.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, well, that only applies to Devastators. I don't have any, you know.
I don't summon anything. I don't need Blasphemous. I don't need to do this and stuff. Yeah, I pull them out as well. But in the heat of the moment, oh, where are my fight ones? It'd be nice and easy just to read them.
In the heat of the moment, it's okay to go from stratagem to mouth.
So, Anthony.
Hi. So, that happened.
Yeah. That's why.
But yeah, I kind of agree. I totally agree with you. I think stratagems are a great idea, just not super well implemented. You know, I think that the implementation is a little sloppy and could be better, but I think it's a fantastic idea that I really like the idea of.
Yeah.
Strikes me as something that they're looking at expanding and or creating a huge amount of flexibility in the future, because if they weren't, if they're planning them to be fixed categorization, fixed you can do this in this phase, all this shit, they would have printed them with those on it.
I think the new codex will show something different. I think that they will clean them up for the new codexes. I think there's been a bit of a trial season for 8th, setting them up. Yeah. You know, it's first.
Do you reckon they'll punch out? They'll get punch outs at the back of the codex or something? Because, like, I mean,
you get the cards.
Sell them separately.
Well, they sell.
No, I know
boxes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does the codex update them?
I think when the codex come out, the old ones are replaced. Your old ones are no longer valid.
When the new codex comes out, they will replace. They will bring out new boxes with the replacement cards.
Are you going to have to pay for those extra two?
Of course. Games Workshop? Of course they'll sell us.
Will they be in a box? Yes.
But that's
well,
a good point,
hello.
Because if Death Guard is one of the next ones to come out, it was one of the last Psychic Awakening books to come out that gave you that extra 20-odd stratagems. So you're telling me I've only got 6 months worth of stratagems to use, and then they all become obsolete and I've got to start again?
Well, the Inquisition stuff came out after the release twice of the new editions.
The last Imperial Knights Codex replaced an Imperial Knights Codex that was less than a year old. Like, and we've had, this will be like almost 3 Marine Codexes in a very short period of time. So, of course, we have short fucking product lines now.
Which is why I keep saying, you know, I don't know how to play my Ultramarines anymore, because there's been so many codexes since I last played them.
That don't you just Smurf and Smurf them? Now.
Yeah. Smurf harder.
I don't have any Smurf berries stratagem.
Stop being a Smurfing Smurf head, Greg. Jesus.
You need to get some of those mushroom dice so you can smurf. Fuck, those were bad dice.
So, Mark, what is your final thoughts on stratagems? I didn't get your final thoughts.
I kind of hate them as they are now. I think there's definitely room for improvement there, but, I just hate that, you're stuffed. Kind of this that they have at the moment.
It's against Ultramarines. It's well worth it.
That's right.
We need more of those bullshit Dark Elder ones. Oh, I counter your stratagem. Fuck you.
I like those ones. You want to use a stratagem? I counter you with my stratagem. It works. Yeah. Look. Yeah, I've already had my say, but I'm going to say it anyway because I think it's personal. I've got multiple armies trying to remember them all, next to impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that if they made it clearer, that writing makes it easier. Anthony?
I really like stratagems. I think they bring a whole new flavor to the game. You have to think, you know, it's not just a linear game anymore. You have to think about what the other player is actually going to be trying to do. But make them clearer, make them visually easier to read, and make the Blood Angels more powerful. It'd be great. I love it.
They've got 51 stratagem cards, more than any other faction.
I don't need to. Well, I can only play like three at the most in a 2,000 point game before.
Well, get a better army.
No, they're good.
Aren't you playing Grey Knights at the moment?
I am. I love Grey Knights too. They're awesome. Their strats are great.
No, that's shit. Grey Knights. Is
Look, before we started, as you know, I literally had to look up Google with what the fuck are stratagems, 40K. But I think from the sounds of it, what I'm interpreting, one of my core skills, people and listeners to the pod, and I've managed to get through two university degrees with this, is not reading shit and interpreting what's going on by listening to people in class and passing with a credit average. Anyway, so my takeaway with that skill in mind is that stratagems are a great way to create a more realistic military feel to the game, but it also opens the door to asshattery, and it makes it much more difficult for casual players and people who just want to fucking fun. Hmm. So there needs to be a balance in that, and we almost need a set of fun guidelines and fuck you, I'm playing this for real guidelines to make stratagems more accessible and pleasing to the populace.
I need to bring along my no fun allowed sign.
That's it. I don't know how I went there. Did I get a credit?
If you're not first, you're last.
Please get degrees, motherfuckers.
That's right.
apart from Mark, I think we all think stratagems are good. Thanks, Mark.
Or at the least, potentially good.
Yeah. They have their I think we agree they have their place if they were clearer and not so bullshittery.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does add more tactical. And I think as a whole, Ninth Edition has become more tactical. That movement, we're all closer together. So movement is now tactical, not just we have to, 100%. Which we spoke last podcast about. Episode 30, it was very good. Watch it. watch the podcast. Yeah, whatever. And I'm interested to see what they do in the next codexes, whether they have the 30 extra stratagems. I forgot what they were called. It's only the whole episode. Or if they're going to cut it down to just 12 because they think that nobody's using the other ones and stuff like that. So on that note, what have we else got to say before we sign off? Nothing, apparently. Well done.
I'm good. Thank you. Good night. I love everybody. You're great.
All right. Stratagems, yes or good? Yes or good? Yes or no? Good or bad? I think it depends on how you play, what you expect when you go to your game, and I think they have their place, and I think we can all enjoy it in some format, or we'll just bring a hammer. There you go. I've got Mark nodding. Yes, I will bring the hammer.
Yep. You have a hammer.
As long as it's not the coat hanger.
It's a precision tool.
It's a precision tool. I want to say thank you to all the viewers on Twitch who joined us tonight. Thank you very much. And the comments are really well appreciated. We appreciate them. We love the interaction of the game, of the podcast. Any questions?
It's a game.
It's a game. What we do is a game. You're it.
Mark wins.
Mark wins. Damn. I could have sworn it was going to be me. So really appreciate it. So you can watch our podcast when we do this. It is currently on the Red Belly Twitch stream podcast. You can find it, Wobbly Player Syndrome. You can look it up at any podcast area. You will find us. It's true. We will be there. What else we got?
And give us a review.
Yeah, please give us a review.
We love reviews.
We love feedback. If there's something you want to see more of, less of, I don't know if we can get less of Mark, but we'll see. No, Mark, we love you. So that's what I heard. And find us on Instagram, RLG40K. You'll see some of the Battle Report images coming up through there. Twitch. I know we're already doing that. Twitter. What's our Twitter handle?
I'm trying.
You can.
RLG Oz Gaming.
There you go, RLG Oz Gaming. You will catch me every Tuesday night
doing hobby,
or every Tuesday night doing hobby on this channel here, the Twitch Red Belly. Monday Night Gaming, we're always here. What else? What else? Tara,
in fact, I will literally be here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I will be here in about 10 minutes. That's not the point. We're trying to get Michael to get himself set up so he'll start doing some hobbying as well, online, through Twitch.
I keep showing up to your streams to do hobbying.
I know, but people want to see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Sick of seeing my face.
He's having a few publicity issues or public exposure issues because he only hobbies in the nude. That's all. It's nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. He just doesn't feel comfortable.
We appreciate that he gets his new t-shirt.
Really putting himself out there.
Have you seen this face?
Well, the podcast is, it's a lovely face. It's got long, gorgeous flowing locks. Face.
It's a fantastic face for radio.
Yeah.
But again, thank you for joining us. Next month, of course, we'll have another podcast and another match day. I don't know when our next match day is. About a month from now.
Saturday night, pub.
Whoop, whoop. it's an exciting week. This weekend's exciting. Come on. I can't believe nobody mentioned
it. Exciting. I'm getting excited.
I get older.
Well, okay. So, shall I mention it? So this weekend is Greg's birthday.
What? No.
He's turning young. He's turning the same age as I already am and have been for multiple months. So I'm going to head down to his neck of the woods and we're going to go to the pub and there's going to be beer. And then I've already...
Saturday night. Come on down.
Yes.
My birthday's Thursday, so I might as well come out for beer too.
Brew Nation.
Do
it. Do it. You can come too, Michael, if you want.
And then I've already decided I'm going to stay in Canberra Sunday and actually do my work Monday in Canberra because there's no way I'm driving home Sunday. No way.
Again, thank you very much, folks, for joining us. Appreciate the new follows. That's fantastic. Keep an eye on us and enjoy. Love the hobby. I think it's what's our catchphrase? We'll go with that. Love the hobby.
Love the hobby or love the hobbier.
I'm a hobbyer.
Hobbyist.
All right, so it's a good night from me. It's a good night from Anthony.
Good night.
It's a good night from Mark.
Bye, everyone.
It's a good night from Isabel.
Good night.
And it's a good night from Radio Mike.
You activated my trap card. Your card does what? Jesus, how many of these cards are there? Is there a middle ground? Let's see what the 9th edition will bring. Join us next month for more Wobbly Player Syndrome.